Aloha America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Peter in California, and we're talking about funny bookkeeping as a warning sign that a company, or in this case a government, is about to collapse here. So I was working for this Robert Abel and Associates crosstown competition with Digital Productions. Company came out of Canada called Omnibus International and wanted to basically buy up all the shops to make one giant computer animation production company. Would have been a really good idea. But Robert Abel and Associates was hiding several million dollars in debt, and Digital Production was even worse shape. And Omnibus came in and bought the deal and assumed the debt, and only then got to see the real set of books, and they collapsed about 3 months later. So it's a warning sign. This is one of the reasons why when you are dealing with business at this level, you have to be very, very careful. Because when a company or a government gets into trouble, the first thing they start doing is playing games with the books to hide what's going on. Enron was a textbook example of that. And now we're seeing exactly the same kind of bookkeeping games at the Federal Reserve itself. It is not going to reassure everybody that the bank is solvent and continuing toward profitability. It should be a red warning sign that the collapse is near if they're having to engage in these little accounting tricks to keep things going. Anyway, Peter, what else was on your mind?
Well, Michael, I just wanted to also make the point that the stock market, which is, of course, being propped up by the Fed and the Treasury Department and everything else, but a lot of times people overlook the fact that where would the stock market be adjusted for inflation?
Oh, absolutely. If you calculate the rate of inflation in there, you'll see that the Dow has actually been dropping quite a bit.
Yeah, and so, you know, everything that we're told pretty much are lies. And at some point, you know, people are going to figure this stuff out. I think I may have called in before and mentioned this, but I can't see how our government comes out intact on the other side of this.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. I think future history is going to look at the mortgage-backed security fraud as the biggest financial swindle since the South Seas Bubble Company, and it may be the first financial swindle that brings down an entire government with it. I've been told that there may have been some other precedents that are not well documented where governments collapsed because there was a huge financial scam that preceded it, and that bears looking into. But I think there's absolutely no question that when the U.S. economy unravels, short of military action in the street where they're pointing guns at us all and say, you will swear fealty, I don't see the U.S. federal government coming out of this intact. I see the state governments coming out much stronger from this because people are beginning to turn to their state governments. I think that's why the federal government is trying that little bit of that stunt to allow state bankruptcies so they can wipe out their pensions, because that'll make the state governments look like the bad guys, and we'll all run screaming to the federal government, Daddy, federal government, please give me back my pension. And the federal government says, we'll give you your pensions back. Just promise us your unending supply of children and tax dollars for our future wars.
Yeah,
blah, 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 blah.
But, Michael, something like 43 or something like that of the states, plus all the major cities, are about to go bankrupt, too. And for the states, isn't there some sort of restriction on the feds bailing them out, some sort of legal restriction?
Okay, technically, the reason why this is an issue, states are considered sovereign entities and they cannot declare bankruptcy. Cities can, states cannot. What is going on with this legislation they're going to try and put through Congress next month is to allow states to make it legal under U.S. law for states to declare bankruptcy and therefore escape their obligations for pensions. So if you work for the state government or you have worked for the state government, if they pass that law, you can kiss your pension goodbye. All right, we got to take a break here for commercials. We'll be right back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I want to talk a little bit about that gosh darn global warming, because the weather is really very rough. Livestock are dying all across the Northern Hemisphere, Northern America, Vietnam, presumably Russia. It's pretty bad. There is yet another Arctic cold front moving down. They are predicting lows in northern New England at 50 below zero. 50 below zero. You're getting down into the area where you conduct cryogenics experiments in high school physics labs, where you stick a rose out there and then you shatter it against the brickwork or something like that. Now, I grew up in that part of the country. I'm a farm kid from New England. It never got that cold when I was growing up there. Zero was a rarity. 50 below zero, that's insane. Absolutely insane here. And I was trading emails with my brother Matthew, and he says, oh, don't worry about it. You know, we're almost ready to start wearing our Bermuda shorts. It got up to a whole 9 degrees today. So, and it's amazing. Now, little interesting fact, a brand new peer-reviewed study, an actual science study, peer-reviewed reproducible results, has been published that shows that contrary to the prognostications and warnings of the Warmanistas, or the carbon Nazis, whichever you want to call them, Greenland has actually been cooling. Now, remember not too long ago where the head of Greenpeace was screaming that Greenland was going to lose its entire ice sheet in just 20 years because of human-caused global warming if we didn't give them carbon taxes and our unquestioning obedience to a global environmental authority. Greenland was going to lose their ice cap. And it would be death and doom and destruction for all of us. And then we actually got the head of Greenpeace admitting on videotape, well, they just kind of made it up because they weren't going to get their carbon taxes and their obeisance to global government unless they overstated the situation. In other words, they were lying to us, and they knew they were lying to us about it. And now we're finding out that Greenland is not losing its ice cap, not in 20 years, not in 20,000 years. It's getting colder. The ice cap is going to be getting thicker. You know, we're going to have a second whammy of ultra-cold temperatures hitting the Northern Hemisphere this week. It's going to get ugly out there. People are dying from this because all the local governments were told it's going to be a mild winter. Remember last October, UK Met Office, it'll be a mild winter. Now they're all trying to backpedal from that. And rather interestingly enough, the UK Met Office, we've been hearing all about this. 2010 was the hottest year on record. They've been pounding that for weeks and weeks and weeks. And apparently the UK Met Office was hit with a deluge of angry mail from British people saying, I lived on this island all 2010. It was not the hottest year on record. It was freezing both winters. And summer was very, very cool. So the UK Met Office came out with a story, which we're probably going to see repeated all across the globe. And the story is, well, yeah, actually Great Britain had one of the coldest years in recorded history. But trust us, it was warm everywhere else. And we saw this last winter, and we're going to see a lot more of it going into the spring. Yeah, it may have been cold where you were, but trust us, it was just broiling everywhere else, and global warming is still a problem. They're going to keep on trying to sell this stuff. It doesn't matter how cold it gets, doesn't matter how many animals or people freeze to death. They want their carbon tax, and they want their global government, and they will say and do anything to get it. Remember the money addicts. They don't care what actually happens to the society around them. They don't care if animals and people are freezing to death. They want that fix. They want those carbon tax money. They want that bubble to get that new huge Wall Street rush going. Al Gore wants to be the world's first carbon billionaire. That's his real agenda and his real goal. And people like this former head of Greenpeace, they're perfectly happy to lie to you to get your money. That's what this is all about. It's snake oil. Now, so far, all around the Northern Hemisphere, 2010 has been a record-breaking winter. Record cold, record snow, record ice, and still the carbon Nazis are coming on saying 2010 was the hottest year on record. Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil. And they're going to keep on trying to just push this bovine excrement at you because they are dependent on the carbon tax money. All these governments that are hovering at the edge of bankruptcy, they see a carbon tax as a salvation. They need to take more money from you to cover up for their incompetence and stupidity and ineptitude and complicity with the bankers' corruption. They got to figure out another way that they can convince you to give them even more of your money. And they literally bet the farm on global warming. And Mother Nature went in a completely different direction, and now they're in a panic. They're trying to find some way they can convince you to ignore what you're seeing and hearing and smelling and feeling on your skin with a cold record winter and convince you that somehow, you know, cooling is warming. It's like right out of George Orwell's 1984, war is peace, ignorance is strength, freedom is slavery, freezing is global warming. That's literally how absurd this is that they're trying to sell you. Now, we're seeing more and more indications, and remember, I want to maintain this fine line between science itself and scientific method, okay, and the corruption of science by money and politics. Individual scientists are just human beings. They're greedy, they're ambitious, they're subject to pressure from their employers, monetary pressure, the desire for fame. In the documentary, The Great Global Warming Scam, there's this wonderful scientist who's in there. He says, you know, if, you know, we all live by funding, and whoever's got the funding gets to decide what the science is going to be. He says, if you're writing, if you study squirrels for a living, that's your specialty. You say, I want funding to study how squirrels gather nuts for the winter. You will get no money and you will get no media attention. But if you change your proposal to say, I want to study how nuts gather, how squirrels gather nuts for the winter as impacted by global warming, the money and media attention will pour in because that's where the focus is right now. And scientists who have to cover their bills like everybody else, they'll say, all right, if the money is there to study global warming, I'll study global warming. And very quickly the message comes down that if your study does not support human-caused global warming, you can expect no more funding next year. You wouldn't believe the game playing that goes on for securing funding. I got to see a lot of this up close and personal at NASA. And so, the money has been driving the science in a particular direction. And you, as human beings, need to understand the difference between somebody in a white coat saying, this is what you should believe, and understanding scientific method and reproducibility and being your own best analyst. And that is my recommendation. That's why it's such a crime when we find out that American colleges are de-emphasizing logic and analytical thinking in favor of rote repetition. They're going the way that the high schools and grade schools did. We'll just fill up your head with a bunch of facts that you can repeat on cue, and that's what we'll substitute for a college education. So you come out with a lot of useless facts you can repeat on command, but you can't think, you can't analyze, you can't plan, you can't evaluate. And that's exactly what the government wants, so that they can have somebody who claims to be a scientist stand up there and say, oh yeah, humans cause global warming. And all Americans will say, well, scientists said it. It must be true. And no, it isn't. Scientists can be full of crap. Scientific method is where science lies. Reproducibility. The idea that somebody who comes out and says, I think this theory is true, here's the raw data, here's how I did it, here's the methodology for the analysis, you should be able to go through step by step and arrive at the same result. And if you do, it's a valid theory. And if you don't, there's a problem. And when you have scientists who come out and say humans are causing global warming, and here's my end result, and you say, well, where's the raw data and the methodology? And they say, oh, we can't tell you that. That's a red warning flag that you are being taken on the ride of your financial life. So it does not come as a surprise that three Melbourne oncologists have gone public saying that cancer treatment research published in one of the world's most prestigious medical journals may have been compromised by the drug company that funded the study. In other words, drug companies that are manufacturing a cancer drug, they fund a bunch of researchers who say, oh, wow, this drug is really good. And that's what passes for scientific research these days. All righty, let's see. Phone calls are piling up. Steve in Ontario. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. The one thing that I didn't hear you mention, but I think is an important fact when it comes to fudging the numbers, is the fact that there used to be almost 6,000 temperature reading centers around the world that they used to gather their data from, and they've literally cut almost 5,000 of those reading centers out to the point now where they're only actually using data from a little over 1,000 temperature reading centers around the world. And I know in Canada, for example, I mean, we've got some pretty cold areas in Canada, and they are not even using the ones up north anymore as a part of the data compilation.
No, they're not. They stopped. They shut down the ones in the northern latitudes, and more importantly, they shut down the ones in the more rural areas. And so the temperature sensors that are still there are basically located in what are called urban centers, which tend to be hotter because they're using electricity. They're generating heat. We've documented where a lot of these sensors are located in air conditioning outflows. We got a picture of one of them that's sitting right next to a trash incinerator. This was a system designed to produce the desired numbers of a hockey stick, and it's a complete fraud.
Yep.
We got to take a break here, Steve. Hang on to the phone. We're going to come to you right back after these commercials.
The Berkeley Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeley Light, with its exclusive black Berkeley filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Stephen Ontario about global warming. And I think one of the reasons why the global warming proponents are still pushing this, even though a lot of the financial institutions that were behind this scam are already giving up and starting to shut down. Anytime you talk about a government conspiracy, whether it's the lies about Saddam's nuclear weapons or the assassination of John F. Kennedy or Martin Luther King or Robert Kennedy and ad infinitum and the rest of it, one of the arguments you inevitably get is, oh, a conspiracy like that could never possibly happen because it would involve way too many people, and sooner or later somebody would talk and you would all find out. Well, the global warming hoax is a conspiracy. An international, intermediary, inter-academia conspiracy to defraud you out of a carbon tax and to trick you into submission to a global government. And it involves the IPCC and the United Nations and Hadley CRU and Penn State. And a lot of these people are already up on fraud charges. The media really isn't reporting about. But I think the media continues to push this, and the institutions that were behind this continue to push it purely to save their own face and purely to keep the general public from understanding the extreme degree of rampant fraud that pervades all of these institutions. I mean, we're brainwashed in our state-sponsored schools to think that big fancy buildings represent pinnacles of honesty and ethics and decorum and morality. And we're taught that about churches, then we find out the priests are molesting little kiddies. And we're taught that about government, and then we say all the corruption that's going on behind there. And now we're finding out that even NOAA and NASA were hit by the corruption, and they were falsifying data. In the case of NOAA, they literally had an epidemic of these so-called climate satellites whose temperature sensors were over-reporting temperatures by as much as 10 degrees. And you begin to understand after a while, I think one of the reasons we're seeing this tendency towards a global revolution all across the world is people everywhere are coming to understand that the entire ruling structure of government, finance, academia is completely riddled with lies and deceptions. We can't trust anything they're saying anymore. And when you have a government that rules by lies and deception, the last thing they can allow to happen is a crisis of faith among the people. You know, trust arrives on foot but departs on horseback. You can spend, as a government or a college or a bank, you can spend 100 years building a reputation for trustworthiness, and it evaporates in an instant the first time that lie is exposed for all to see. And global warming is a lie, and it's exposed for all to see, and they're fighting tooth and nail to try and preserve their credibility and their trustworthiness. And even today, vast amounts of resources, they've got robo-posters on Twitter. Anytime you post anything about how cold it is this winter, the robo-posters come in with 20 articles about why the climate gate was not a scandal and how the deniers are funded by the oil companies. And the reality is actually quite the opposite. It's the people behind the global warming hoax. They're the ones with all the money. They were funded to prove global warming, to bring about global government and a global carbon tax. And citizen skeptics who are running on donations like we do, hint, 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 we're not the ones with the money. I have yet to see anything from the oil company other than a bill for the gas in my SUV. So, Steve, anything else before we let you go?
I just wanted to point out, like, I just read an article recently where one of the... Our friends, the skeptics out there, was pointing out that how in California, specifically the temperature data readings, there are only 4 contributing temperature sensors now taken into account in the entire state of California, and they all come from the southern regions, none of them in the mountains anymore, and there used to be almost 40 in the state of California. The state of California is huge, and it has such a variance of temperature throughout the mountains and the higher regions and so on, and to have only 4 temperature readings used in the data and they all come from the southern regions, I think really goes to expose how they've really gone so far the other way to only make themselves look bad. And I think that they've really overstepped even a realistic boundary to keep it sane anymore, and that's why they're so desperate now, they're actually making themselves look bad, and I think that's why people overall are waking up to this whole scam, and I hope
they're fighting a losing battle.
They are, and I hope it continues. It's great to see another fraud fall. Unfortunately, one way or another, they're going to make us pay for it.
Well, they do. What we need to do is to start make them pay for it. And one of the problems I have with the carbon Nazis getting off scot-free for the fraud and the mortgage-backed security people getting off scot-free, they've got no reason not to just turn around and try again.
Yeah.
And we need to start getting these snake oil salesmen, and we need to basically give them a good coat of tar and feathers, because that's what worked in the Wild West. And, we need to definitely do that.
Yep.
All right, Steve, thank you very much for the phone call. Good day. We're going to switch over to Rand in Austin. Rand, we've only got about a minute before the break. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. The 14th of January, a week ago Friday, I was on a direct flight on JetBlue. And I was standing in the airplane, waiting for people to get their luggage in so I could get down the aisle. And I turned around and looked, and I said, God, I recognize that guy. I turned around and looked at him again. Casually dressed was Police Chief Art Acevedo. And I said, hey, Chief, you going to New York? And he goes, nope, I'm going to Israel.
Okay, hold that thought. I want to talk about it when we come back after these commercials. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Rand in Austin about meeting his chief of police and finding out the chief of police was on his way to Israel. And that's actually a very common phenomenon right now, both in the United States and in Canada. I don't know who's behind it in Canada, but here in the United States of America, the Anti-Defamation League has been running a program, you know, where they will basically take police chiefs from all across America and send them to Israel for indoctrination. And it's called anti-terror training. But, of course, what it really is the senior police chief are being indoctrinated and brainwashed into thinking that all terrorists must be Muslim. And it's just a way of making sure that the American police forces will not interfere with Mossad operations. Remember, ADL is not an unbiased party in this. They are at the forefront of screaming that bloggers and Muslims and are racist and so forth and so on. And yet, when you go back and you look at a you'll pardon the expression, real terrorist like Adam Gadan, and you find out he's actually the grandson of a member of the board of directors of the ADL, you realize it's all a giant hoax. You need to actually understand how the ADL came into existence in the United States, why it came into existence. In the United States, there was a Jewish business owner who raped and murdered an underage girl working for him. He was tried and convicted. The Jewish governor of the state pardoned him, commuted the sentence. The community, outraged, lynched the guy. And the ADL was formed to basically say, look, if the governor said he's okay, then he's got to be okay. And you cannot go around saying bad things about, you know, Jewish business owners just because they got convicted in the court of law and blah, 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 blah. And I'll have to find that original story and put it up. But that's literally why they call themselves the Anti-Defamation League. They're not interested in justice. They're not interested in facts. They're not interested in fairness and accuracy and honesty. They just want to make sure you don't say bad things about Jews. That's what anti-defamation means. Don't say anything bad about Israel or the Jewish people. And now they're spending all this gobs of money to take police chiefs from the United States of America and send them to Israel for an indoctrination, which basically will conform to Israel's interests. Muslims are bad. Israel is good, and that's what you should enforce with your guns and clubs and badges when you get back home. Randy, you there?
Yeah. Well, you know, after he told me he was going with a delegation to Israel, I asked him if he was going over there to learn how to bulldoze houses down. He didn't think that was very funny. He just kind of It was the end of our conversation, you know, but I sat down on the plane. And I started thinking, like, you know, and I'm glad you told me that because I was kind of like what I imagined he was going over there for, but I didn't know. But, I mean, I got to New York, and I called this local radio station, KLBJ, and they have this morning show with a bunch of neocons. One of them's even a cop that's a talk show host. And I called them up, and I got the screener online. And I said, hey, did you guys know that Police Chief Acevedo was in Israel right now? And the guy goes, yeah, he's there on vacation. I said, no, he's not on vacation. I was standing right next to him on the plane. He told me he was going over there with a delegation. The guy gets really irritated with me. He goes, yeah, he's on a delegation. That's all we're at liberty to say. And he goes, and then he goes, what's it to you anyway? And I thought, hey, man, I'm just a taxpayer. You know, I mean, I just want to know what our police chief's doing in Israel. You know, you have to, you know, come hammering down on me like this. And the guy hangs up on me. And it just made me really suspicious about it. And then another friend of mine is a musician, called up this lady, Judy Maggio, who's a local, journalist, and told her about it. And she had no idea he was over there. So nobody knows that he's over there. You know, I mean, it hadn't been in the news. Nobody's talked about it, you know. And I mean, I wouldn't know about it if I hadn't been standing there, you know, right next to him on the airplane.
Yeah, it's one of those things that Israel likes to do for a couple of reasons. I mean, they've got another program right now where they've got like $300 million to allow Jews who've never been to Israel a chance to visit the land. And one of the reasons they're keeping all of these things under wraps is, first of all, it's a very obvious indoctrination and recruiting campaign. And second of all, if Israel's got this kind of money to be flying our police chiefs and kids and everything to Israel for a visit, why do they need more money from the American taxpayer at a time when Americans are losing their homes and businesses?
They don't care about Americans.
Of course they don't. Of course they don't. It's all for the greater glory of Israel, and basically it's subversion. It's subversive activity. Can you imagine in the 1950s if we found out that the USSR was bringing American police chiefs to the Soviet Union to tell them the correct way to deal with crime in America, or even just bringing young students to the Soviet Union for a trip and travel and tour. What an upset and scandal that would be. Yeah. And yet it's happening here and now today with Israel. And, you know, and anytime we see an American politician, and we'll see it again going into 2012. Anytime an American politician declares for public office, what's the first thing they do? I'm going to Israel to reassure them of our friendship.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, there's an incredibly disproportionate amount of pro-Israeli Jewish people running our government. You know, if you look at the overall population and then look at how people are in power, you know, coming down from Goldman Sachs and now running our government and telling the president what to do, you know, it's pretty darn obvious what's going on.
Yeah, we've been subverted. I remember when I was a kid and they were saying, watch out for communist subversion, and we were looking in the wrong direction.
But you can't say anything about them, although it accuses you of hating Jews. You know?
That's true, you know, and which is about as silly as like saying you can't criticize Hitler because you're being anti-German. The Nazis didn't do anything wrong. You just hate that German people. You know.
Well, you know, I kind of was imagining that this trip had something to do with learning, you know, new surveillance techniques and stuff. Because, I mean, we've got, in Austin, Texas, we've got those spherical 360-degree cameras going up in every intersection in town. And then mm-hmm. I get back to town on Sunday, this last Sunday, I open up the American Statesman, which is our big, you know, local rag here. And in the front section of the paper, there's an article about how Austin now has 50 aerial drones they're using to bus people with.
Mm-hmm.
They're already in use. And they said they're the size of birds, these aerial drone, you know, mm-hmm. camera laden drones going around. I mean, it's just like, you know, what the hell is going on here, man?
I got a question for you. When does duck hunting season begin?
I don't know. I've never been duck hunting, but. But it's
going to take a lot of orange glaze to get one of those things down.
I don't know, man. It's a real quickening happening now. You know, it's like things are changing so drastically fast that it's hard to keep up with it. You know,
they're afraid. The government is terrified. Apparently there is another campaign to get all the local police departments trained up for bomb disposal. There's a big thing in Tennessee in March where all the police departments have to send a representative to learn how to deal with improvised explosive devices. The U.S. government is terrified. They understand they have screwed the country along with Wall Street. They understand the American people know who is behind all of this devastation. They're seeing Tunisia has fallen, Iceland kicked out their government, Egypt may be next, and it's spreading all across the world. And the U.S. government, they're going to be perfectly happy to kill 25% of the American people to get the other 75% to do the Sig Heil thing. And it's going to, I hope we can get through this without a lot of blood, but it looks like the U.S. government is getting ready to just sort of smash anybody that they feel is being a little bit too uppity of a slave.
Right. I don't know. It sure stinks. I mean, you know, you go to the airport, you know, they're making you take off your shoes. You got these goons standing there looking at you like they want to rip your eyeballs out. You know, it's just
I'll wear the same pair of socks for 2 weeks
anymore.
Before I have to travel.
I know. I mean, I'm flying to New York this week, going into JFK. I mean, it was just like, you know, what a just distasteful experience, you know. I mean, it's just.
Well, you know what we all need to do? You know what we all need to do? With all the surveillance and all the email reading and all the phone calls and everything, we all have to start acting suspicious. Put strings of random digits in our emails, you know, hide our face from the cameras as we walk by. If we're all doing that, it's going to just drive them absolutely nuts so crazy.
They'll probably start waterboarding all of us.
Well, that's we don't have that much fresh water.
Yeah, so not even enough to drink. It's all fluoridated.
That's true.
Well, hey, man.
All right. Well, anything else, Rand?
No. I just wanted to, you know, tell the people about, you know, that secretly our police chief is, you know, going to Israel and learning God only knows what, and it's just
learn how to hate Muslims.
I think it kind of sucks.
He's gone to Israel to learn how to bash Muslims. That's what he's and not to pay any attention when you have Mossad agents in white vans cheering and clapping when the next building falls. That's what
right.
He's been,
and getting busted on the George Washington Bridge with explosives in their van.
Yeah. All right. Listen, we're going to let you go. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Oh, my goodness. These 2 hours have just whizzed on by. Unbelievable here. Now, I want to talk about this story we're seeing once again where they're saying pilots blindsided by rapid spike in cockpit laser incidents. And the story here is that they're talking about these little handheld laser pointers. Anybody who's done a PowerPoint presentation, you know, they have them. They're all over the place. They're ubiquitous. The government has started to try and limit the more powerful ones from getting into the hands of people. I actually had a 50 milliwatt green laser, and this is back when I was doing a lot of presentations at UH and things like this, and the customs people took it and said, "You can't have it. I'm going to have it now." Okay. And then I found an American supplier who sold the exact same unit, and I got it through there, which shows you how effective customs is. But I think the reason, you know, they're talking about, oh, people are shining these cockpits, and we would all say, yeah, that's a dangerous situation, except for two things. One, you know, have you ever tried and aimed one of those lasers at a distant target handheld? You know, you can't do it. Even if you could see the pilot's face from the ground, which if you really understand the layout of those cockpits, you can't. You know, the instrument panel comes up really high because he's watching the instruments and not the ground. So that's one strike against that story. Second of all, and I verified this with one of the lasers I have, they are not true collimated beams like a real laboratory laser would be. They do spread out just a little bit. This little laser that I have, which I got for a physics experiment that's connected to this whole Big Bang controversy, I actually measured it, and at about 3 miles distance, the beam is over 100 feet across. Even if you looked right into it, you probably wouldn't be able to see it against the background, you know, glow of city lights. So this story really doesn't make any sense. And I think what the situation here is it may be that some of these cameras that they've got watching us everywhere can be destroyed by one of these lasers or the higher powered ones that they're trying to ban right now. And certainly in the event of a mass public uprising, those cameras are the first thing that have to go. You know, either paintball guns or lasers or whatever. Those cameras have to be stopped. And along with those drones, which is why I was kidding about, you know, when's duck hunting season? You know, I got one, Phil, boom. And you shoot what you think is a duck and it explodes in flames. All righty, let's see. What else have we got here to talk about? Anyway, I'm going to try and see if I can find out some way. I put in an email to wickedlasers.com, to their press office. I've not heard back from them yet. But they sell some incredibly powerful handheld lasers, which are legal to own in the United States of America. And I want to find out just how much laser power it would take to burn out one of those cameras. All righty, let's see. Now, as you know, Israel, we talked about this in hour number one. I'm going to come back to this a little bit. Israel, you know, came out with their report on their attack on the aid flotilla, and they're basically trying to describe everybody who took part in the aid flotilla, on the humanitarian aid supply, taking food into Gaza and everything. They're trying to basically say, they're terror operatives. That's the new phrase. They're terror operatives. That makes it okay for us to kill them on site. I mean, Israel's attitude is, we're going to call all the Gazans our potential military threats, therefore we can shoot the little kids with impunity. And it's that same kind of dehumanization we saw in Vietnam. We'll call them all gooks. They're all potential VC, so we can just mow them down without any regards. And it was a war crime then, and it's a war crime now. So they're basically trying to tarnish all of the people who were on the flotilla, which includes Hawaii's own Anne Wright, as an active terror operative to make it okay to shoot them. And I don't think anybody's buying it at all. Now, one more story. And this relates into what Rand was talking about. In New York City this month, New York City police officers, there's now a required counterterrorism training, and they were shown a movie, a full-length color feature film with more explosions than a Transformer sequel and blood spattering all over the place that was a nonstop propaganda piece to remind the police officers that terrorists are always going to be Muslims. And that is apparently the big propaganda push that Israel is spending your tax dollars to brainwash the police department with, including those police chiefs who get a free trip to Israel and all that Israel has to offer, that Muslims are bad. Always suspect the Muslims. I guess maybe the aftermath of 9/11 scared Israel because they actually arrested these Mossad agents. And they actually put down in the report, these guys were trying to blame the Palestinians, and they had explosives and money in the car, and they were cheering and high-fiving. And according to Fox News' Carl Cameron, there was evidence that linked these arrested Mossad agents to 9/11. It was all classified by the U.S. government. So apparently, before they blow up the next big thing here in the United States of America, Israel has been conducting a campaign to brainwash the police to never, ever, ever, ever view Israelis in the eye of suspicion following a terrorist attack. Oh, terror attack must be the Muslims. It's the exact same brainwashing that the German police were getting from the Nazis to always think the Jews were behind everything that happened bad in Germany. It's the same trick all over again. And we need to recognize it and understand it. We need to understand that most terror attacks are false flag hoaxes for the very simple reason that the people blamed for the terror attack, why would they do it? It's like the push to blame Muslims for this attack in Russia. To, you know, why would they do it? Just days after Medvedev recognizes Palestine and says Palestine has a right to a state and Palestine has a right to East Jerusalem as their capital and Muslims are going to set off a bomb in a Russian airport, it doesn't make any sense at all. Of course it doesn't. But if the Russian police are just as brainwashed as the American police, they're going to be walking around saying, there must be a Muslim here somewhere, a bomb went off. That's the goal of this, to functionally blind the police forces so they can't see a false flag attack, so that they will believe it when there's an advance warning. Oh, Muslims are coming to blow you up. Boom. Oh, must have been the Muslims. And they don't think, they don't analyze, they don't logically look at what's going on. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Frank in South America.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to go to Frank in South America. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I loved your comment about wearing socks for 2 weeks
before you travel, but that probably gets a little uncomfortable for you. I got
well, it's a noble sacrifice, but somebody has to do it, you know.
I got a better noble sacrifice if you're willing to try it. Do you like garlic?
Oh, my wife feeds it to me all the time for its health benefits.
Okay, grab about 6 bulbs of garlic, throw them in an oven-safe glass carafe, cut a quarter inch off the bottom of them, pour sesame oil over them, throw them in the oven for about an hour to an hour and a half, depending upon how caramelized you like the bottoms, and then chow down on a bunch of them. A, they taste wonderful. B, the next day, you really don't want to be in a room with anyone that's smoking.
Well, that sounds kind of good. You know, I mean, generally I'll just go through and I'll say to the guy with the blue gloves, help yourself, I have a scorching case of herpes. And generally they leave me alone after that. All right. Anything else, Frank?
Nope. It was just kind of a humorous thing that hit me because I am a garlic lover and I do love that stuff. And it is deadly.
It's got a lot of health benefits, and my wife does a lot of cooking with garlic, and so we definitely have the ammunition for that one.
Okay, bud, have a good one.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Thank you for the phone call. All right, we're coming to the end of the show here. WikiLeaks is back in the news. They're insisting that Iran really is about ready to build an atomic bomb. Trust us, would we lie to you? And if you had any doubts that WikiLeaks is a manufactured propaganda stunt, any doubts must be removed by the news that there is now a movie in the works about Julian Assange's heroic life and struggle, as he would like you to think it was. I presume they're going to leave out the rape and the arrest for hacking. But Assange is turning into a joke. It is very obvious that this guy was created out of nothing, turned into a media darling. They're promoting him as the go-to place. They're trying to basically trick the world into going to WikiLeaks for their unofficial news and not pay any more attention to the blogs that have been around for 10, 15, going on 20 years, which includes whatreallyhappened.com. We're getting awfully, awfully close to that second decade. And I've had a lot of very nasty emails from Julian's fans saying, oh, you're just jealous that he's so much better and handsomer than and richer than you are. And maybe yes on the last two, because I'll admit he's a lot better looking than I am. But it is very obvious when you have an entire media that ignores hundreds and hundreds of blogs who are blowing the whistle for a decade, and then all of a sudden Julian Assange, convicted hacker, accused rapist, comes out of nowhere and is all of a sudden the darling of the corporate media, and now they're making a movie about him. You have to scratch your head and wonder why. What's really going on here? It's a little too obvious and heavy-handed. All right, that's it for our show. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, be very, very careful in this next major winter storm, and aloha, America.